This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, it's the final segment I'm hosting, and then Kate Daly takes over. We're taking calls now from South Carolina and Kansas. Dustin in South Carolina, welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I just want to agree with you. A minute ago you said there's a spiritual war, and they are definitely coming for our kids with the trans agenda and all that crap, but there is, in Illinois, it started there. The Satanic Temple has started after school Satan Club, and it approved in Illinois. Pennsylvania shot it down. I don't know what school it was, but there's a school in Greensboro, North Carolina, that is, they're starting up their after-school Satan Club this week on Friday.
That's right. It's a total coming out of Satanism, pedophilia, you name it.
Yep, and it's just crazy. The Bible says anyone that calls one of these little ones to stumble, it would be better for them to have a stone around their neck and cast into the waters. But it's our job to expose this stuff, and it's just crazy, all that satanic stuff going on, and it's just crazy, man.
Well, we haven't stood up for ourselves, and so God has lifted the hedge around us, and evil is coming in. But we're going to counter it, and there's a good awakening happening, a big awakening happening right now. So have faith, my friend.
That's right. That's right. And I just want to plug real quick. I get the vitamin, the D3 gummies and the whole food vitamins and the immune support and all of that stuff, and it definitely works. It definitely works.
Well, thank you, Dustin, for not just supporting us on air, but taking care of your own body. We wouldn't be here without you, so we thank you, Dustin. God bless you. All right, last caller before Kate Daly takes over. Stella in Kansas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alec.
Welcome.
I just wanted to run an idea across you. I don't know if it'll work. I don't know if, you know, if anything's going to work now. But what do you think about having like a national call-in day to the White House, letting them know that we will all stand together and we will stand and fight for our freedom. But we need,
you know,
to,
I think it's always
it.
Important
gotta,
to call Congress and call the White House, but I think they know we're awake. I think they know we're the enemy. That's why they're declaring, you know, anybody protesting their tyranny is a terrorist. They have no legitimate power. They're a joke. But, yeah, everything is good. Resistance is good because it opens your mind up to what you're doing and gets you in the action of doing it. Even if what you do has little effect, over time it lenses, it amplifies.
Well, I mean, like, slam them with the calls to let them know that we are here and we are together. We're not alone. They won't lock us down again, and we will stand and fight.
No, I agree with you. Getting mayors and city council and legislators and governors elected that will not put up with the next lockdown is key because it's coming. They admit it is. You're absolutely right. We've got to really keep pushing harder now than ever. So they push their agenda. We wake up and push back. They go away. But they admit they're about to come right back.
Exactly, but if you could air a day, a special day for all of us to call in to the White House on that day, and maybe I know it'll take a couple weeks for everybody to get through, but if we just inundate them with those calls, maybe I don't know, maybe to, you know, shift something, I don't know. And then
no, I hear you. I think it was Trump would have an effect. Biden probably they ignore it, but legislatures and governors, how about a day where we call our governors, we call our legislators, because they're really listening, but not so much the White House. And I'm not saying you're wrong. Call the White House, too.
but not just the Republican senators and governors, but also the Democrats. Just because we're Republicans doesn't mean we can't call our Democrats.
I think writing letters and calling lets them know we're aware of them and what they're doing. I think it's a very positive thing. So I totally agree with you, Stella.
So, but maybe you could come up with just one day for us all just to start that.
Stella, you have
I mean, I know they watch you, so if you're announcing people call them, you know, they're going to know we're going to call.
It's a good idea. Stella, what a beautiful name, means the stars. All right, we'll be right back with Kate Daly. He's about to take over. The War Room is live in 56 minutes with Owen Schroyer, Infowars.com/show. Please tune in. Please share that link. And please continue to pray for a huge awakening and for peace, because World War III is very close in Ukraine. Pete Alley takes over right now. Stay with us. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, a really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. Infowarsstore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at Infowarsstore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with Infowars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. Infowarsstore.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So glad to be here today. I just hope you're having a great day. I hope you're having a great week, actually. And boy, do we live in interesting times. Am I right? Welcome back. And by the way, get the X2, get the iodine. Great products. I'm serious. These are great products, and everybody needs them in mass. You need to order in mass, really and truly, and stock up. So the distractions, of course, Johnny Depp and Elon Musk, total distractions. Who cares who owns Twitter? And, we're not forced to be on any social media, so it's absolutely ridiculous who owns it. And by the way, we already know who is running the thing. All they're talking about is who's going to be the face of it. So, what is important? Well, today I have an explosive guest. We're going to talk about what is important. Us. We are important. The patriots of America and this great country, we are important. And more importantly, how we're going to get through these next several years, because I'm going to think that our biggest threats right now, after all the research that I do, are basically being incarcerated for mental health reasons when it's completely bogus. And of course, being entrapped by those that infiltrate patriot groups to take down the patriots of America. And probably throw them in prison because they can put you in on bogus charges, as we just learned from January 6th and other events, too, that I've covered. I've been on the radio for about 10 years. I've covered a lot of FBI entrapment cases. And this one is one of the biggest I've seen. And it is it's an amazing story. My guest is Todd Engel. He spent 4.5 years in prison. And today we're going to learn how entrapment works, how they infiltrate the fake MAGA hats, the buddy system, the jean shorts, the perfect short FBI haircuts, and the matching sunglasses. Give me a break. Anyway, they think they look good. They think they look like one of us. Isn't that sweet? But today we're going to learn how this works, and we're going to learn what they do, most importantly, so that you are on your guard, so that you know what to look for. This is a very, very important hour, and I really do hope you stay tuned, because we are all subject to this, because you love this country and the communists don't. So, yeah, they're destroying the economy. And, yes, that is a very big deal to our daily life. But Todd Engel's story, you need to listen up to this, because he's going to show you exactly what they did to him and how they did it, most importantly. Welcome to the show, Todd. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me, Kate.
Tell us a little bit about your story.
So in 2014, I saw an incident occurring down in Nevada. So I drove down. It's infamously known as the Bundy Ranch. And I was there for about an hour and a half on the bridge. And I worked with law enforcement to assist in hopefully getting that thing to end peacefully. And it did. And then after that, I returned home and was immediately infiltrated by federal agents and informants. Some of them I could see, you could tell, because they were trying to get you to do things that were illegal, and you immediately knew, okay, this guy, you know, I just need to get away from this guy. But many of them you can't, and I know a lot more about this now than I did then. And what occurs is when the DOJ and the FBI deem you to be a target, they don't send one or two confidential human sources or agents into your area. They flood the zone. They flood your church. They flood your gym. If you have any patterns, if you go to a bar, they'll flood the bar. If you are a part of the VFW, they flood the VFW. They put in so many agents, and they're always attempting to bump into you and become your friend. And it's very difficult to see them coming from every angle.
Oh, I bet. I can only imagine. So tell us what were the charges that you were actually incarcerated for? I think this is just, listen up, because we all know the January 6th charges. There were no charges for guns. Like they said, it was an armed insurrection. There were no charges really for guns that stuck. Even if they did a couple of people, they still didn't stick because nobody had a weapon. It was only trespassing, but that never, of course, made it to fake media. So tell us what your charges were.
So I was charged with 11 charges in total. I was convicted of two, one of them being interstate travel in aid of extortion, and the other was obstruction of justice. And neither one of those should have ever even been charged, but they were. They throw everything at the wall and hope something sticks. So ultimately, it's an incredibly corrupt trial. Terribly corrupt. And the Ninth Circuit ultimately overturned the jury's convictions.
And you were freed, thank goodness. We worried about you. We thought about you. We talked about you for so long. And we were so worried about you in there. And let me just tell you, 4.5 years, I don't know how many people could stomach that, knowing that it was a total sham. But what's interesting is it was an aid of extortion. Who were you aiding, supposedly? What was that charge about?
It's interesting because they say because I left the state and went to another state, so interstate travel in aid of extortion, but nobody else was convicted of extortion that I could have aided. So they tried to put forth that I had been responsible for the cattle being released, and in the extortion, they ultimately fined me $1.65 million because me personally, I was responsible for the entirety of the cattle gather gone wrong. So, yeah, they tried to get me for $1.6 million.
Wow. And I remember the tapes because they were sitting there armed to the teeth, really proud of it, got their macho card, the mall cop card on, and acting like they were just going to start shooting at you guys because you deserved it. And all there was people with flags on horseback. People were armed, but they were legally even armed. I mean, I hate that because I think that's an infringement on our Second Amendment. But still, you're allowed to carry arms, but they made that the issue. And what's interesting, too, is they can throw women to the ground. They could get away with anything they wanted to do. And there was a lot of informants that had infiltrated, and they don't get anything done to them. Right. Except you get bogus charges and you do 4.5 years worth of time.
Nothing ever usually happens to them. But what people don't understand is that according to the government's own attorney that testified in all three trials is that Cliven Bundy did not owe $1.3 million. He owed $8,810. And for that, yes, they convened and deployed an entire army. And two nights in a row, they surrounded his home with sniper teams prior to any protesters even arriving to the ranch. So why would you surround a man's home with sniper teams in the middle of the night if you did not have nefarious and sinister intent?
Yes, and if you don't believe Todd, just realize that they never went after the amount of money that was paraded around in the press because they knew it was bogus. They knew they couldn't get it. And you're right, it was $8,800. And so that matter could have been taken up civilly, but they wanted a little war. They wanted to take that family down. And it was the most horrendous thing I've seen the FBI do because I'm closer to the situation where I am. But the problem is we just had January 6th. Too. And this is why I desperately wanted to do this show, is because we need to arm people with what to look for, what to be aware of, because these people that work for the DOD, that work for the FBI are relentless. Look what just happened in the Gretchen Whitmer case. No one wants to be around that woman for 5 seconds, let alone kidnap her. Give me a break. And then they come up with this entire ruse and they get nailed sort of in court. They also got nailed in your situation. You're free today. They also got nailed in the Bundy situation because they proved that they were corrupt in all these charges and doing these things. And so it has backfired on them. It doesn't always work for them. And I want to know, and I know we only have about a minute left. We're going to go to a break, but we're going to come back because I want to talk about what's so important. How did that infiltration work? What to look for? What did you notice? What did you not notice, more importantly, about the people that were buddying up to you? Because that's what these people do. They infiltrate these groups. They buddy up. They try to act like your best friend, and they try to act like a saint, and then you trust them. And so it is a natural thing to do, to want to trust people. I get it, because we have good hearts. So we always think everybody else has good hearts, too. But that's not the case. And when you're a true patriot, when you're somebody that loves this country, you do have a target on your back, and we have to be very, very, very careful. So I'm going to come right back more with Todd Engel when we come back. I'm so glad he's out now and has beat this. And we'll be right back. Of course, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host on the Alex Jones Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So glad to be here today. So glad to be with you today. And let me just tell you, as a talk show host, I am neither mental nor near a mental break nor suicidal. And I know that I swear I feel like I have to say that daily because we know what's ahead of us and we know how they're going to operate. Is that a good word? Operate? Okay. Todd Engel is my guest. He spent 4.5 years in prison. Can you imagine spending 4.5 years in prison and you didn't do anything? Really and truly, you didn't harm anyone. There wasn't anything there. There was no there. Let's put it that way. And so when this all started, what did you notice? Why were you the target, Todd? Why you?
One of the main reasons is because I went and was willing to stand against an extreme overreach by the federal government to the point of standing in a gap and willing to, you know, do as our founders did at Concord and Lexington. We were not going to back down, and they knew it, and ultimately they had to back down. So that put a huge target on my chest. And then ultimately I came back, and where I live in northern Idaho is one of the main targets in the United States for the feds to infiltrate, because they say, as we well know, that North Idaho is ungovernable. We are very liberty-minded and independent up here, and they did not like the fact that I was down there and that I lived up here and that I was involved in, at that time, I was actually involved in the Oath Keepers, unfortunately, mm-hmm. at this point. I know a lot, but... and then, we do a lot of shooting and we're active in the Patriot community up here. And they just wanted to pound the tallest nail down in North Idaho.
Jeez. And so leading up to this, let's just say right after this, because that's really when you became the target. So right after this, what did you start to notice? You, like you said, bumping into people at the gym, people suddenly around you wanting to be your best friend, right?
Yeah. So the gym, they infiltrate you at the gym by, if you're in the hot tub, they come in and they overhear the conversation and then they enter into the conversation and strike it up. And they're usually everything that you are. That's the key to this. Mm-hmm. If you like to shoot, they like to shoot. If you like to ride motorcycles, they like to ride motorcycles. So they know everything about you. So then they send in sources and agents that are exactly like you that you're going to get along with really well, up to and including I go to church, you go to church. I hunt elk, you hunt elk. So you want to be friends with this guy because you don't meet a whole lot of guys that enjoy all of the same things that you do. So you obviously are going to invite them into your world and go riding motorcycles and shoot guns and hunt elk. And little do you know, he works for the federal government.
It's amazing. And I know there's, it came out, I think a couple of years ago, that the DOD was spinning out just, several million civilian types that were working for them and in basic jobs, just one of you, all of a sudden they start showing up to everything. So were the same people then, like, were they trying to make plans with you? Were they showing up to the same sort of meetings with other patriots? And when I say patriots, I'm talking about people that just love their country. We're not talking about violence. We're not talking about hatching plans. We're not talking about anything like that. We're just talking about people who deeply care about their country being demolished right now. And so these cads, these people that are traitors to their own country, will go and infiltrate these groups so that they can provide information to, like, the FBI, DOD, right?
Correct. And they show up at political rallies. If you support a candidate, they support the same candidate. And obviously, they're reporting back on you. You do not know it because they're not doing anything to you to get you to break a law. Like what we see with the Gretchen Whitmer case, that was you could have seen that for a mile away when they're instigating crimes and they're hinting at crimes. I had that happen to me. There were guys that wanted to, you know, get me to do illegal things, and I just eradicated them out of my life. The FBI also sent two beautiful young women at me at different times to try to get me to, I don't know, take them home or whatever. And I actually, you know, I was sitting at a hamburger stand, and I actually looked over at the one day, and I said, "You must be with the FBI. I'm an old fart, and you're 25 years old and gorgeous, so get lost." And 2 days later, they did it again, and I said, "You're with the FBI. Just get away from me." So I was able to see them. You could see some of them from a mile away. But the ones that go to your church, and they're just the nicest people in the world, and they're not trying to get you to do anything illegal, those you just cannot tell at all. You just can't see them coming.
Right. In your case, you became friends with a couple of them, correct? Really good friends.
Yes, I did. One of them, I became such good friends. We actually started a company together. And through that, we just were super, super tight. He was the nicest guy, a good Christian man. He had some kids that he had adopted. He was just a good dude. And I also met another one that was, you know, just like me. He was a shooter and a hunter, and he had all the same interests in common. So we, you know, us three did a lot of things together, and they never, there was no hint that they were with the FBI or informants until after I was released, and then I found out a whole lot more.
Ooh, ouch. And then suddenly a lot of your stuff is missing. A lot of the things you can't get back after you're out. So to add insult to injury, you have had to face so much since you've gotten out. I mean, it's been very difficult. All your stuff's gone.
Yes. Yeah, it's very difficult. The one guy that I knew, his name is John. He went to my home after my arrest to secure all of my property for me. And he was there within hours after my arrest and took all of my property over to Montana and stored it. Well, we were attempting to get it back from him for months and years, and he always had excuses as to why he wasn't going to give me my property back. Because he wanted to make sure that I had everything that I owned still when I was released. He wanted to give it all back to me when I was released. And so obviously I was released with a surprise because I was supposed to do 14 years and I only did 4.5. So it caught him off guard, and he began to panic. And we learned a lot more about this guy here in the last 18 months since my release. And I will go into that here shortly, and it's a compelling story.
It really is, because you realize, I mean, you think you can trust them. You don't have a whole lot of people that are in a position to, you know, think about it, everybody. If you were incarcerated immediately, who would you trust with your stuff? What would you do? And I just can't imagine being put in that situation. But then you're right, when you start to find out who this person really is, what they're behind, and then you start to see the whole picture. I'm sure that was really, it's discouraging. But I want to come back. Let's explain that when we come back. My guest is Todd Engel. He did 4.5 years on trumped up charges, and it was just despicable what they did to him. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com on The Alex Jones Show. We will be right back.
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we've already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. I'm so glad to be with you because I have such a great guest with me, and I've been wanting to talk to him for years. He was incarcerated for 4.5 years on trumped-up charges, FBI entrapment. They're really good at entrapping, and they have really perfected the skill. Although, I have to say, looking back at the pictures from the reunion of January 6th, the same kind of event that they infiltrated then, the jean shorts and the matching sunglasses and everything really gave them away. They might want to up their game a little bit. So when talking about this, you know, I was on the air yesterday talking about the Nigerians and how cell phone service was cut out for 73 million people. They're going to do a lot of things to make our lives difficult. Okay, we've got an economy that is going through the roof right now because of King Fraudalot and Hormala at the helm. We know they're not really at the helm. They're just the puppetry. But they are... what we have is an economy imploding. We have people getting more angry. And as people get more angry,
patriot groups are the focus, and they want to come in and they want to see who's doing what all over the country. You know, what's going on? It's kind of like what we used to say in my family, like checking the weather. You know what I mean? Just want to make sure what's going on and who's who and everything else, what groups are doing. So you have to keep that in mind, because as people get more awake and more angry, you have more infiltration. And so I'm not talking about being paranoid. I'm talking about looking for the signs of those people that infiltrate, where you think something's off about their story, the reasons they're there. All of a sudden they have this huge interest in politics that they didn't have before. There's so many different things that we should be looking at. My guest is Todd Engel. So let's go a little deeper with this. So you became friends with this gentleman. All of a sudden he had all of your things while you were incarcerated.
Yes, that's correct. And then when I was released, I attempted to get everything back. And we are talking all of my vehicles. We are talking about 30-plus guns, tens of thousands of rounds of ammunition, just about everything that I owned of any value. And he also was and is in possession of an ATF-controlled item, which is a suppressor, something that I own legally, but is not in my possession anymore, is in his possession, and he is in illegal possession of that weapon. Now, my investigator sent a 17-page complaint to the Office of Inspector General this time last year. They felt that it was worthy to send it to the FBI and to the DOJ. The FBI and the DOJ sent us back go-pound-sand letters. This guy, we don't care what he's done, and we're not going to do anything about it. We know now that he is an actual, at minimum, a confidential human source, if not an agent of the FBI. It looks very, very likely that he is a federal agent. He has, since my arrest and him taking possession, stealing everything that I owned, he has been selling my weapons on the streets of America. These are stolen rifles, stolen handguns. This has a ring of Fast and Furious, where this man is out there as a federal agent, gone rogue. I don't know, but we do know that the FBI knows that he is doing this. We've reported this to them from every angle we possibly could. We did not want to go public with this. We wanted to get them to make this right with us, but they wouldn't. At every opportunity, they would not make this right with me. So we are sitting here with you now, Kate, and this man is literally selling high-powered rifles, AR-15s, AR-10s, HK-91s, on the streets of America. A federal agent stole 30 guns. And is selling stolen guns on the streets of America right now as we speak. And the FBI knows it, and they have consented to it.
I'm speechless. I'm speechless because how many times have they done this? This is the one time, you know, they're getting called out on doing this, but you know that there's so much more to this that they've done in the past. So many people are sitting in prison right now on trumped up charges, their stuff taken from them. They never get it back. I don't even know if the Finicum family got back the vehicle that they took from them. I mean, it has been amazing to watch things unfold over the years, and no justice, zero justice when they do something to us as citizens. Where is the justice? And so I can't imagine how you've gotten through this, Todd. I really don't know how you got through 4.5 years. How did you do that mentally? What did you do to get through that?
Kate, I'm just a strong believer in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and he got me through some of the most horrific events that you can ever imagine. But he got me through it with flying colors. You know, I read the Bible a lot while I was in there, and I understood it from a different perspective. You know, the Apostle Paul, he spent time in prison, Daniel, Joseph. So when you have a good faith, you can get through these horrible times. And the Lord got me through it. And by the grace of God, I'm here with you right now instead of still sitting in a prison.
Yeah, because you came dangerously close to that. And I can't believe 14 years for going across state lines in this here United States of America. And what was the other one? What was the other charge?
Obstruction of justice and interstate travel and aid of extortion.
Obstruction of justice. That's what they tried to pin on those January 6th people who were just waved into the Capitol when that had, you know, you couldn't open that very, very heavy door from the outside. So they were waved in by policemen and they had to acknowledge there were tapes waving people in. But they did the same thing, obstruction of justice. So know that they can put that charge on you whenever they feel like it. You know, I can't imagine being a member of the FBI right now or the CIA or the DOD right now. Because really and truly, who are you working for and who are you working against when you're in, when you go to the situation of entrapment? When you're in a situation to entrap and inform on people, then haven't you crossed a line as a treasonous to this country? I mean, I would think so. I would think that that would be the point where you would check yourself and say, what occupation am I in and why am I doing this? I'm sure you thought a lot about that, about what it means to be an American when you were sitting in prison.
Yes, I did. And I got to think about everything that had occurred for many years. And then when I was released, Kate, it became even more apparent who the FBI has become. I was told confidentially that the FBI wanted to go to my place of residence in the middle of the night with two hostage rescue teams. There could have been no good outcome for that. They arrested me a few days later with no incident at all, a peaceful arrest. But a few nights before that, they had two hostage rescue teams ready to go to my high mountain cabin and assault me. Now, mind you, I live a couple of ridges over from Ruby Ridge. So we were about ready to have a second Ruby Ridge in northern Idaho. And these guys were gung-ho. A friend of mine told me about this because he was in the meeting with the hostage rescue team. And he shut it down and would not let them go to my cabin and ultimately would have probably killed me up there in the mountains. So these guys are not, like, regularly people say to me, well, there's good people in the FBI. Yes, I understand that. The mafia walks women across the street. They donate to the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, and, you know, they may have some philanthropic things, but they're still the mafia. The FBI may do some good things, but they're doing bad things, a lot of bad things. And for those FBI agents that are listening to this, you need to have some integrity. You need to look for a new job. Get away from this organization.
Amen. Man, I can't say it better than that. It renders me speechless because I, like you, I'm thinking about these people and I'm thinking, I know they go home at night, they look themselves in the mirror, they've got to ask themselves, what is my job doing to my country? Because you know what? They're going to be at the, on the other side of this as well. And they don't realize that. The more that they ruin this country, they still live here, and they are part of this country, too, if they don't think it's going to happen to them, too, at some point. Be right back. Kate Daly.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. So happy to be here. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. My guest, Todd Engel, who spent time in prison, unfortunately, at the behest of entrapment by our FBI. And what's interesting about this is when I look at this as a whole, you know, those that run this country, that are really running this country, they can't do anything in a small number like that unless they have government employees willing to do their dirty work. They can't do a thing unless regular Americans who work for them are willing to go in and take patriots that love their country and turn them into something violent in the press, which they're not, or take them down in some way. And that's what's so sad is, you know, you have Black Lives Matters. That's a violent group. You have a lot of violent groups in America to worry about, but they're coming after those that love this country. And that's what makes me sick, is that we're the problem they are selling to America right now. We are the domestic terrorists, right? Because we just love our country. We're not planning anything violent. There's nothing violent about this. But we want to defend our country from them, but we don't know what to do about that. And so we meet often, and they love to infiltrate these groups, our groups, and try to see what we're up to, what we're doing. We're not doing anything. We're talking about our love for our country, but they want to turn it into something else. And that's why they have to use techniques like entrapment against their own fellow citizens, which is quite abhorrent and disgusting. But Todd, what other evidence did you have that this guy that buddied up to you, took all your stuff, selling your stuff, was FBI?
So when I was released, a co-defendant of mine came to me and said, when I was looking through the discovery, I found what's called an FD-1023. It is a report written by an FBI agent who is actually interviewing a witness, a source, or another agent that has information. And he said that these FD-1023s ended up in his discovery. Well, these FD-1023s described a conversation with my co-defendant and John Anderson. So John Anderson turning over information to the U.S. Attorney's Office on my co-defendant. So that was one of the first heads up that we had that he was working with the feds. The next one was I was contacted by a man that had been put in prison by John Anderson. When Anderson was recording every one of their phone calls for almost 2 years. These recordings are in the discovery in this gentleman's case, but this case has been sealed, so we can't get the recordings out of from the U.S. Attorney's Office because they don't want us to have this information on John Anderson.
We do have a clip of this we can play, I believe.
Yeah, you have a clip of John Anderson and myself on the phone when he makes a pretty interesting statement.
Yeah. It might not play. And so he actually admits that he was with the government.
Let me see if I have it here, Kate. Right here. Yeah. Can you hear it?
I don't know.
Yeah. He says, I work for the government, right?
Yeah, he actually admits it on tape.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more. Right.
So on that note, Kate, he works for the government. I am in prison. He is not allowed to even talk to me while I'm in prison. I have a Sixth Amendment right to counsel. He is an agent with the federal government who's talking to me on the phone, violating my constitutional rights every time I talk to him. He is most definitely barred from having my property at his house. It would be like I'm arrested and 10 FBI agents go to my house and go, hey, let's take all his stuff home and enjoy his stuff. And then let's, whatever you don't want, sell it on the streets. And that's what's happened here.
Jeez. I hope people realize that we are the targets. The people that just love this country are the targets. You did nothing, Todd. You weren't doing anything. You didn't harm anybody. There was no plot. You were just running to the aid of other Americans like we all would. And instead of just being able to do that in this free country, and I say free in quotes, doesn't feel free anymore. You have all of these people infiltrating, trying to do something to you. And then when they can't get real charges, they get charges, that they create. And the system is so bad that you were actually thrown into prison for 4.5 years. You spent 4.5 years. We're not talking a month. We're talking 4.5 years of your life in prison. And they were able to do it on trumped up charges. Those charges are so innocuous. So now what? Now what do you do?
So
with that,
obviously, as you know, I have a civil suit against the federal government for what they've done to me. But the persecution continues, not just with John Anderson, but I am disallowed still from purchasing a gun. I actually tried yesterday and I was denied. I still have not had my property returned to me from the FBI. Agent Joel Willis is in possession of one of my guns and some other personal property, and he won't return it to me. And I've been out of prison for 18 months. I'm totally vindicated. I have no criminal record at all, but the FBI won't even return my personal property to me. And they won't answer why they won't return my personal property to me. So not only has Anderson stolen everything that I owned with the FBI, but Joel Willis, FBI agent Joel Willis, won't return my personal property to me. So in essence, he's stealing even more of my property as I sit here and won't return it to me.
I really hope people are listening. I hope people look around, and not in a paranoid way. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is look around. What doesn't fit? You know, sometimes you got to listen to that little spirit inside that says something's not right about this person or this situation. It doesn't make sense. There's little clues, right? I mean, I have felt naive in the past. Have you felt naive in the past, Todd? Like you didn't pick up on it and you should have. What would you tell people to look for in these situations too?
So what you're going to look for, if you become a target to the DOJ or the FBI, you are going to want to watch out for the person that just moves to your area. He's going to be brand new to your area, he or she. They're going to come in, and like I said, they're going to be everything that you want them to be. And they are going to infiltrate you from every angle that you can ever imagine. They have every bit of information on you. They will come at you at your weakest points. Be on lookout for, I am a strong supporter of the military. I love these guys. But the majority of the infiltrators and the agents that came at me were former military. Unfortunately, Stuart Rhodes is the one that introduced me to these two gentlemen that robbed me. And I was very good friends with Stuart Rhodes. He's former military, obviously. And I've lost a lot of faith in a lot of these guys that show up into my world and are former military. I love these guys. So I obviously had a big heart for these guys. I trusted them. They'd been through a lot. So it really tugged on my heartstrings. I wanted to do everything I could to help these guys. That's why I would give them jobs and employ them. And unfortunately, their heart is much more towards working with the FBI, a lot of these guys, unfortunately. And it's really broken my heart to know that a lot of these people that did these things to me are former military. It just really breaks my heart.
Oh, I'm sure. I would say don't bring your cell phone to an event. I would say because they can grab all that information. I would say be very careful about all the events you go to and who your new friends are. I think you're running for office, which I'm really happy to see that. We need people that understand how broken our system is. Boy, it sounds like a politician statement. How broken the system is with our justice system, and it is pathetic. And so I'm really glad that people like you are running for office. And in Idaho, I sure hope that you get far with that because you need to because you can be somebody in there that's already been through so much. But also, just be very careful out there, people. I mean, they really do want to take down the patriots of this country, the people that love this country. And seeing what they've done to the people January 6th, it breaks my heart. It just makes me sick. And so I really appreciate you, Todd, for coming on with me, Todd Engel. Really appreciate it. Thank you for telling us your story. I know it's not easy because you put your own self in danger, and I thank you for that. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for The Alex Jones Show. Sure appreciate your time in this hour. What an important message from Todd. Thank you.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts.